You arrive by boat. A long blue and white boat full of day trippers and island hoppers. Locals have been shopping, their canvas bags bulging with silver plaited sandals that creak with their newness. You close your eyes and feel the gentle breeze in your hair and the sun on your forehead. You've set sail from the larger island of Rhodes. It falls into the distance as you move over the water, its craggy harbour and the famous Acropolis becoming sweet memories. The island of Rhodes has dry hills and cool coves, historic streets that noble knights once walked. In the summer, a large population of tiger moths flutter about, decorating trees and bushes with vibrant oranges and yellows. You cross the deep ocean water, blue and green lifting with the surf, seabirds swooping and gliding on thermals. The boat docks on the small Greek island of Symi. The island hills rise and fall, creating a silhouette in the evening sky. Pretty houses in yellow, pink, and white line the shore. Quaint fishing boats bob up and down in the harbour, resting happily upon the teal blue water. The first thing you see is a man selling sponges by the dock. His face is weather-worn, baked by the sun, but his smile shows you he'd have it no other way. He's selling natural sponge from the waters that surround the island. He sells a loafer to rub an aching back, large round sponges to wash the body, and smaller sponges that fit in the palm of your hand to clean your face. You hold the small sponge in the cup of your hand and you pass the man the unfamiliar coins that feel cool in your palm. When he takes them from you, his eyes shine and the warmth from his touch makes you smile. You turn back to the ocean and notice the boat is leaving the dock, its propeller churning the calm water, leaving a white sea froth in its wake. There are large rocks to your right, great slabs of baked stone that hang over the sea. A couple of your fellow passengers are taking off their shorts and their loose beach dresses. They dive from the cliffs into the cool blue water. You watch for a moment as their bodies swoop forward, meeting the water as it embraces them and the sea sends a spray of cool droplets into the air. Their heads appear with smiles as wide as the sky. It is like a ritual, something they have done many times before. It's the perfect way to cool off after the hot journey across to the island. The water shines on their skin and drips from their hair. They duck their heads under the blue again, and you imagine what it feels like to be engulfed by the coolness of the sea. The couple swim slowly back to the shore and grapple with the rocks as they haul themselves up and out of the water. They stand there for a few seconds and the water drips from their bodies and onto the hot earth beneath their feet. They may shake a little, like a dog emerged from a river, but the heat from the sun is drying them and warming them, the sea becoming a salty memory on their skin. You can smell the aroma of tomato and fresh fish being cooked on open stoves and barbecues. The pepper from the grill lifts in the air as the heat from the hot coals crackles and fizz. That sweet scent of grilled sea bass and rock salt float into the air. The dock leads you into the quiet and still street.